This is a story about my neighbor's passing and her family's experience. It was the summer of 1929. Dewey Dell was around the age of 17 years old, living in Oxford, Mississippi, when Addie passed. She was struggling with an unplanned pregnancy while also dealing with the death of her mother. It was a difficult transition for her and unmentionable to her family. Being a single, unmarried mother at 17 was definitely not accepted. Recently, Dewey Dell sat down here with me at StoryCorps and shared her experience.
One day, my brothers Darl and Jewel went off to get some money for Pa to get new teeth. Ma had been sick for a while. Cash had been making a coffin for Ma, and when Darl and Jewel were out, Ma began to call for him. She hollered for him twice, then she died. I remember I flung myself across her and cried. After about a while, Pa sent me to the kitchen to make supper, and everyone moved on about their day. I had to cook and clean and watch Rodman from there on. A couple of days passed, and we set out to bury Ma in Jefferson. Darl knew I had a baby. I never told him. He just knew. He worried me, knowing my secret like that. I thought he would tell Pa. On the way to Jefferson, he kept telling me he could convince Pa to bury Ma in New Hope instead. We didn't talk, but he told me. But I had to get to Jefferson so I could get rid of the baby. After Ma passed, I had to face the struggles of feeding the family, taking care of Rodman, who couldn't seem to understand, and getting rid of the baby all on my own. It was a very tough and scary experience.